Let us also talk about why we think it is very important in the current scenario to be able to code, to be able to build software. I'd like to tell you about why, like, it's 2016 and why it is the most essential skill that you can develop. If we just think about our history and a quick history lesson, if you see way back, it started with hunting, gathering stones, and then metal weapons came. Then we invented the wheels. We figured out tools. Then we created mechanical machines. Then we developed gears, levers, trolleys. The steam engine was developed, 1698. Factories and the Industrial Revolution came. Then we got electrical engines, which could control mechanical engines. Just about 60, 70 years back, we started developing electronic machines which could control electrical engines, which could control mechanical engines. Very recently, 1980, computers helped us take us to moon. Since the advent of the 21st century, you can chat, you can mail, you can watch your favorite team play football live using computers and their technology. Right now in 2016, you have got Siri or Google Now. You can order food from home using apps like Foodpanda, Swiggy. You can schedule laundry pickup and so many things. If you take a look at how the desktop has evolved over the time, you can see a lot of things like printers, scissors, and so many things have just become apps on your laptop. From your encyclopedia, your fax machine, you don't need all of these things anymore because you've got the internet, you've got the PDF files which you can print directly, you can send to people email. And like you see, I mean, literally people do not need anything on their desk. I mean, on my desk at my office, I have my MacBook, I have my mobile phone, and that's it. Who all need to code? I would say the answer to it is pretty much everybody. And why so? Let's take a look. Even if we think about people who are not directly involved with the computer industry, a person like an accountant needs to write my MS Excel formulas for its spreadsheet. He has to analyze various patterns in expenditure and income and all of these things. We have got electronic fund transfers these days. People like business analysts, they are trying to find patterns and data to figure out how to market their product, how to sell their product. Here's a very a nice example. I keep on telling this story to a lot of people these days. There was this 19-year-old son of a lawyer in UK who designed a chatbot, and it could ask people various questions about their parking tickets, and it could form arguments which they could present at court. And in a short period of time, I think in within a couple of weeks, that chatbot could help over 100,000 people overturn their parking tickets. I mean, a human lawyer obviously cannot do that, but a AI-based lawyer was an artificial intelligence lawyer was able to do 100,000 legal advices it was able to give in just a couple of weeks. Doctors in the medical profession is also seeing a lot of technological advancements, right from booking appointments to saving the medical history of patients. There is going to be a new system called Electronic Health Records (EHR) set up by the Government of India. There is also many websites like WebMD and all where you can just input various symptoms you have and it can give you a basic idea of what might be wrong with you. Let's just take a look at what all does code make possible in the current world. Take an example of transportation. 2000, you had to call a cab, explain your location on your mobile phone, and then you had to bargain about the fare. And all of that is not there anymore. You can book your cab on the app, you can send your location. I mean, you don't even have to send it. The cab driver knows your location from the app, and fare is deducted automatically based on how far you have gone. Similarly, shopping, e-commerce apps have completely changed the way we do that. We can compare products, their price, get home delivery, pay online. Obviously, this is the most obvious thing that has changed is sending letters and face-to-face communication is not needed anymore. You can directly call, SMS, WhatsApp, all of that stuff. And a very fun example, something that I do myself, is I write a script that automatically sends a thank you to everybody who sends me happy birthday on Facebook. So some fun stuff also you can do with code. In the coming years, there's going to be 3D printers, self-driving cars, chatbots, and like for example, we're thinking we can build a chatbot which can answer questions like when is the next course starting at Coding Blocks, what is the price of the Android course at Coding Blocks, and all of these things. Then there are other things like augmented reality, which made games like Pokemon Go popular. I hope all of you have played Pokemon Go. Let's take an example of a real world problem and see how code is able to change today's world. And we'll take a very common problem statement the apps like Uber, Ola, and all of them are trying to solve. And let's just consider that I want to go from Janakpuri to Shalimar Bagh, and I don't know any cab driver. The cab people don't know that I want to go to Janakpuri to Shalimar Bagh on one fine day. How would they know? And I don't know the cab's location, the cab does not know my location. So what are the things that we have with us today? I have got a mobile phone, my mobile phone has got GPS and internet, the cab driver has mobile phone, his phone also has got GPS and internet. So based on this, let's see if we can solve this problem. And it's very easy actually if you look at it in a way. You give an app to the user, you give an app to the cab driver, you make the GPS location available of the user to the cab driver. When I open the app, I see all the cabs around me. I can see if the cabs are 2 minutes away or 10 minutes away, and I can book a cab accordingly. I enter the destination on my map, and automatically the cab driver gets the map where he wants to go, and he starts going. And you see, and finally, it also allows me to pay the amount online directly to my cab driver. And you see, other than me actually traveling from Janakpuri to Shalimar Bagh, everything else was handled by technology, by computers, by apps, from sending a GPS location to calculating the amount of distance I have traveled, which is, like you can see, a very simple formula. The fare is going to be the distance into the rate per kilometer plus the time into whatever the time penalty is. For example, in autos, you have got like after 15 minutes, 1 minute, 1 rupee per minute, like that. And then even transferring money is just maths, and like this is the only way to transfer money these days, I guess, after the 500 and 1,000 rupee ban. The amount that has to be paid, it's subtracted from my account, added to the cab driver's account. No actual money needs to be transferred, and it's done. What are coding, programming, and development? And a lot of people ask this question: what is coding? What is programming? What is development? And are they the same thing? So, like we saw in this little problem statement that we were just figuring out here. So, when you convert a problem statement to mathematics and you write mathematical solutions, and then you represent that mathematical solution in form of code, like symbols that the computer can understand, or symbols that can be compiled so that the computer can understand. That is the coding part. And when you're learning a language, like you're learning Python or C++ or Java, that's what you're doing. Then comes the programming part, where you are joining together a lot of code together. You know how to write a for loop, you know how to sort an array, you know how to save data to a database. Now you take these simple solutions together, and you think about a real problem that the world has, and you take the solutions together and you solve that big problem. You created a program. And finally, this program as such cannot be distributed to people directly. You need to, how do you access a solution? You can only see it on a website or an app, or if it's a software on a laptop. So packaging that into an app, making it easy to access for everybody, people who cannot compile that code, people who do not understand how it can be used, how you can make it available to people like your grandfather or your grandmother. So that comes under the purview of development. Now, let's take a look at how all of this can be put together, and I'm going to show you a couple of videos of some apps that I and some of my friends, we developed these. All of the two apps that I'm going to show you, both of them were developed in less than 24 hours because this was built at a hackathon. So the first app that I'm showing here is an app called Gumo, and it actually solves the exact same problem that we discussed right now, which is how you can go from one place to another by booking a cab. And here you go. And so moving on to we also have this another app that's called Bites, and this tries to solve a problem of how you can order food at a food court because there are so many people at a food court, and there are so many restaurants at a food court, and different people are ordering different things from different restaurants. So often many people are ordering food from many different restaurants altogether. So the earlier app that you just saw, that was just an Android app, and this is an example where an Android app and a web-based interface are both used together. So here, take a look. Like you can see that a person is able to order food from multiple restaurants altogether, and he is able to submit that. And then now you can see how it looks like on the website, which the restaurant owner is able to see. He's able to see different orders from different people, the list of all the orders that are there. And whenever any one of the orders are ready, he can click on that little tick button and he can notify that the order is ready. Let's take a demo of how that works out, and the user gets a notification when the order is ready.